Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Bermuda has long been recognized as a global hub for innovation and leadership in the insurance and reinsurance markets, and the long-term care sector is no exception. At the forefront of this evolving landscape is Suzanne Williams-Charles, CEO of Bermuda International Long-Term Insurers and Reinsurers. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to the aforementioned Suzanne Williams-Charles. Suzanne, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you very much, John. I'm very pleased to be here.
And Suzanne, how do you see Bermuda's long-term insurance and reinsurance market evolving on the global stage, and what factors will be critical to maintaining its leadership position?
So that's a great question. Just if I could give you a bit of background, I joined Built Here about a year ago, and I spent some time in the P&C space, and I joined the long-term space a year ago when this particular industry is under a significant period of evolution and change from a growth of the market and an evolution of the market, but also in the regulatory space. So from a Bermuda perspective, it's really important for the jurisdiction to maintain a balance between robust regulation and an environment for innovation. Over the past couple of years, with the evolution of the market, there's been scrutiny, international scrutiny, with respect to the types of business that's been written out of the Bermuda market, as well as the amount of business. And it's been very important for companies to focus on strong risk management, governance, as well as, you know, having a strong capital base. But equally important has been the need for the regulatory environment to evolve and adapt to ensure that its environment is robust and is addressing the evolution in a real-time manner so that we can continue to have a world-class framework and be seen as a world-class jurisdiction. That's really important for our members to operate from a jurisdiction that has a solid reputation.
Let's dig a little bit deeper into that then, Suzanne. How is Bermuda's regulatory framework influencing the global conversation around capital efficiency, solvency, and innovation for that matter in the life and annuity sector?
So the market has changed probably over the last 2 years, again, addressing some of the conversations that are being had globally. There have been significant changes to the market, and Built Here has largely been working to address what has been somewhat of a knowledge gap from a global perspective about Bermuda's regulatory regime and operations. So we've really strived to be a consistent and reliable source to help mitigate confusion and also to share with stakeholders kind of how robust the jurisdiction is. Some of the most recent changes have really focused on ensuring that companies, as I said, their risk management and governance frameworks have been enhanced to address some of the changes in the business models of the companies that are operating out of Bermuda. So, for example, there's been a significant project coming out of the BMA to look at the prudent person principle and to provide additional information and guidance for companies around what they need to have in place to make sure that investments are being done on a prudent basis to ensure enhanced, you know, policyholder protection. So making sure that there's, you know, in some of these spaces where you have a mix of private equity firms, for example, being involved and or investors in these companies, there's been a perception that maybe they have an influence that's creating a more risky profile, right? And so these principles that the BMA are reinforcing require companies to make sure that, you know, on the insurance side, there's expertise that is allowing those companies to drive the strategies from an investment perspective, and that those strategies are aligned with the risks and are in the best interest of policyholders versus a narrative that's sometimes being put out there that, you know, the private equity firms are going to be driving the investment strategies and that they will be there will be undue risk. And then there's also been some enhancements and proposed enhancements that will increase transparency. So, you know, these companies are writing business that is covering a population when they're at their most vulnerable. So we're talking about, you know, pension savings and annuity type products that are really meant to be there for people when they're at their most vulnerable. And so this is a very sensitive topic. And so what what will help, I think, with some of the concerns around, you know, investments and what is actually happening to people's money when they enter into these contracts, will be increased transparency. And the BMA is recognizing that. And so Builder has gotten behind and is very supportive of the BMA creating an environment that enhances the transparency so that people, you know, key stakeholders, so there could be international regulators or international standard setters, they will have the ability to have greater visibility into the investment portfolios and how the assets and the liabilities are matching to make sure that, you know, when it's time for companies to have to pay out, they're going to have the liquidity to do so. And they're also going to have the capital base to stay viable, you know, if there's an event that requires them to pay out even on a larger scale. So all of those things are embedded within the current framework and have been for some time. But as the models have evolved, the BMA has made, you know, tweaks over time to make sure that they stay in line with the evolution of the business.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Suzanne, what are some of the emerging trends or opportunities that you've been noticing for Bermuda's long-term sector?
So I think, you know, I kind of want to go back to how responsive the sector has been. So again, I've talked about in just my prior comments, the scrutiny that we've had from an international perspective. Bermuda has equivalence from a Solvency II perspective. So, you know, our companies, our large reinsurers and our commercial reinsurers are able to operate on a level playing field with their counterparts in Europe. And we also, you know, enjoy the opportunity and the benefit of reciprocal jurisdiction status from an NAIC perspective. And so that allows our companies a similar opportunity from a U.S. perspective to operate on level playing field, and ensuring that we as a market continue to support the jurisdiction moving forward to maintain those designations is very important. And the way that the market has been supportive of continuing with a robust environment, supporting greater transparency, acknowledging and engaging with the global standard setters to make sure that the business that's being written out of Bermuda is clearly understood, I think has been key to supporting the sustainability of Bermuda and the market. And I think it's also creating opportunities for the market to continue to be able to operate. You know, they're supporting a significant pension gap, right? And so in order for us to be able to continue to provide products and to be innovative and be able to try to help to close the pension gap, we have to demonstrate that we are still a sound market to operate from. And so supporting that in turn helps to ensure that we are continued to be able to create opportunities for growth and innovation in the market.
What strategies do you think are essential for attracting and retaining top talent in Bermuda's insurance market, Suzanne, especially as competition for specialized skills intensifies globally?
So that's a great question. And I've had many conversations about that. In the life space, I sometimes have joked that, you know, even, you know, the janitors are actuaries, right? Everybody is an actuary, and that is a highly sought after skill. And there is not a lot of resource for that particular skill. And so that is a challenge in and of itself. Builtier has been very focused kind of on another one of our work streams, kind of the community aspect of it, on, you know, creating programs that help to support the youth in Bermuda if they are looking to take that path. So, of course, you know, we can't expect that, you know, everybody in Bermuda will be an actuary, but there are some very talented young people here. And what we've tried to do is create programs on the island that help to encourage individuals to look at this space as a viable option when they're looking for making decisions from a career perspective. We run an intern program that our member companies will host interns over the course of about 10 weeks. It's been going on for a number of years. And that also creates a space for them to you know, find a community, but it also creates a space for them to learn more about the market as they grow. But then broadly speaking, you know, we're not going to grow actuaries that are sufficient to serve the need of the market in Bermuda. And so I think that what's really key is for people to create an environment that people want to be attracted to. The generation that's coming through wants to have flexibility of their working environment. And, you know, with this increased aging population, there's a lot of talent that's going out of the door, and we need to make sure that there's some succession in there. And so creating an environment where people are interested in coming into the market because the environment is conducive to the way that the generation that's coming up would like to work and the environment that they would like to operate under, I think is going to be really key to keep us staffed in the way that we need to be in order to continue to go forward.
So, Suzanne, what's your vision for Built over the next 5 to 10 years, and how do you plan to position the industry for sustainable success?
So my vision for Built here, as I said, I've been here for a year, and I came in the door with a primary focus on increasing our visibility in order to increase our effectiveness and increase the profile of the island in a positive manner. Built here was very largely locally focused, and that is not abnormal. Trade associations are present all over the globe. We are a member of a global federation of insurance associations ourselves, and it's very typical to have trade associations and be a part of a trade association in, you know, multiple nations if you're a global organization. However, the nature of the reinsurance community is that you're reinsuring risks all over the globe, and not, you know, it's of course different from insurance, where it's normally very localized. And I think for Built here, my goal would be for us to be seen as kind of the subject matter experts and be the go-to when there are questions in the market about the long-term sector, the life and annuity sector. And we would be seen as a credible source for information going forward. I think that we are well on our way. We are very robustly involved in many of the global issues that are being discussed from the perspective of the long-term sector. And I'm hoping that that will continue.
Suzanne, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you very much. Very, very much a pleasure of mine to be here.
That was Suzanne Williams-Charles, CEO of Bermuda International Long-Term Insurers and Reinsurers. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.